Already cancelled.
Already cancelled. Already cancelled.
Well, good day. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Hey, what's going on? It's already cancelled, Keen, Yaz and Nisha. You guys notice anything different about me today?
Not really.
Nothing different?
I promised myself I wouldn't bring it up. I'm just going to let you sit there and mellow in that outfit.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the outfit? No, this is quite normal for me. I'm talking about I shaved my chin strap. It's gone.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Sorry, we were distracted by your triple the size muscles.
Okay, when Kian, like, came in today, yeah. I was like, there is something different.
And it wasn't
nothing different?
It wasn't the outfit.
But I honestly, I was like, it's on his face, but I can't seem to place it. And it's because, to be fair, it was more your neck, the beard, not your face. So
it was neck beard. We all know it's neck beard.
It's a neck beard. So, like, it was difficult to tell. Yeah. But, yeah, wow.
Would you like 100% honesty?
Yeah, yeah.
You look better without it.
Yeah, I thought so.
So much better.
I went to the barber because I shaved it before I went to my barber, Tori, and she's like, yeah, oh, you shave your chin strap. And she goes, yeah, it looks really good. I'm like, you do know you can tell me when I look shit before I leave here. She goes, no, it did look good, but this looks better. It looks nice, fresh, clean shaved.
I feel better
because I've been to the gym for 5 weeks, so I've lost a bit more of the weight again, and I don't feel so ealy. Because before I felt when I shaved, I was like, oh my gosh, my neck and my chin, my jawline's the exact same width.
No, you're looking good. I think I was saying this to you last week. I was watching some old videos of the radio show.
Bubble.
I was true. I look like a Fredo frog.
Yeah.
They got no neck.
No neck, just straight chin to chest.
Yeah, but you're kind of like a thumbs up. It's nice. Like
you look like a thumb. That's what she's trying to say. You look like rounded.
I would say more of a big toe.
Yeah.
Than a thumb.
Most definitely, especially with your bald head.
Yeah.
Big toe.
It wasn't bald. It was shaved. You got the bald head, yes. Oh, well, no, you don't. You have the balding head.
Yeah, it's different. It's
you don't have a balding head.
I do.
Oh, do you?
No, it's definitely, I'm in the balding stages. Every 7 years, your hair thins out
a lot.
Is it
getting more thinner now?
So I think 7 years ago, I started seeing, whose is that?
Whose phone is that?
It's Keen's laptop. So my ADHD just kicked in. I forgot what
you were talking about. 7 years balding.
7 years about balding, some technical science term.
Yeah. So 7 years ago, I was like losing my hair, and it'd come out in the shower when I'm doing my hair. I'd see it on my hands.
Oh no!
And then that's like stage one. And then 7 years later, it's stage two of losing your hair, which the same thing happens. And it just keeps thinning out over the years.
Oh shit!
So I'm at the second stage now.
Did it happen recently where just a lot of hair came out again?
It's there. Yeah, it's happening. But what I was going to say is, you do know you're balding too, right? Just
I don't think Kian's balding.
No, he is. Pull your head down. You can see the spots.
I don't think so, mate. I think that's just called curly hair. You have curly hair, it just leaves patches here and there. That's what happens.
Well, no, you lose.
Okay. If this makes you feel better.
How old are you?
32.
32. You're losing your hair, brother. It's not going to stay around.
I think I have bigger problems than losing my hair. I'm sitting here in a Thanos jacket or Thanos suit and I'm 32 years old.
That's true.
That's a bigger red flag.
Now, whilst we're here, do you want to see the mask?
For sure.
Maybe we should explain to our listeners what's going
on.
On
YouTube,
yeah, but for those who aren't on YouTube, who aren't actually watching the visuals right now, he's wearing a feet to head to toe outfit of Thanos with the face and the mask and everything. Why do you even own this?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You know when you walk past, you know when you walk past like something you never thought you'd ever see yourself wearing.
You saw yourself wearing that.
Usually a t-shirt or jeans, yeah.
Well, I saw myself wearing Thanos. You know, Thanos is my favourite Marvel character.
Yep.
So I thought I'd get it.
Can I ask why you have a favourite Marvel character?
Well, have you not seen the Avengers, the Marvel series?
No.
Well, then go watch it and you'll see why.
No, but I don't think I'd...
You haven't seen it? It's also weird.
I've seen like the first one and then the second one and then it got weird with the Marvel Universe and then Spider-Man gets involved. Yeah. And I was like, dude, this is way too much for my ADHD brain. I couldn't put the dots together and stuff. But as a 32-year-old man, do you think it's appropriate for you to have a favourite character? I'm just putting it out there.
I feel like it is.
Well, I just felt like I connected with Thanos a lot more. I mean, he's constantly trying to save the universe and everyone always picks on him. Everyone's like trying to challenge him. Sure, okay, he was trying to wipe out half of the life on the universe. I get that.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked
up. But his intentions was good. He had good intentions.
Was his intention?
His intentions was to save the universe from dying because of the fact that life was consistently consuming the universe.
So would you happily...
I thought Thanos was evil. I'm so confused.
Yeah, he's the main supervillain.
Oh.
He's the guy that they had to have a whole war to beat. Like that whole, a whole army from everywhere around the universe just to beat this one guy.
That's why I thought I didn't like Thanos. Yeah, why is that your favorite? That's weird. That is your favorite.
Because he's so misunderstood, and that's what I feel like my life is like.
Can I ask you a question, Nishi?
And I feel incredibly misunderstood.
Avnisha, I want your truthful answer.
Okay.
100% truthful answer. If our life was a movie, is Keen the hero or the villain?
He's the villain. I'm so sorry.
You are the misunderstood villain.
Yeah, but I don't care if a villain's misunderstood. If a villain's doing villainy things, he needs to go to jail.
What villain things do I do, though? What villain things do I do?
Nisha,
exactly.
I'm not going to answer it. Didn't you make Avnisha cry like that?
I didn't make her cry. She cried herself. She's a great... Hey, listen, I'm telling you the same thing. She is so good at fake crying.
It wasn't fake crying. Oh, here we go. No, you know, I don't want to bring up old wounds again. Let's just leave it,
please. I believe
please.
You have some screenshots of what people actually voted for who they believe.
Yeah. For those who don't...
I'm going to take this off.
For those who don't know what's happening, our last show was quite chaotic and it was on the brink of being our last show.
Well, it was the biggest episode we've ever had.
Well, yeah, that it would be because... Avnisha and Kian went head to head on not a topic. What would you call it? A disagreement?
He said, she said kind of situation.
Yeah.
It was just Kian telling the truth and Avnisha lying.
Don't start, Kian.
Kian was upset with something that Avnisha said to him off the microphones, which I think were across the lines
that's
of, I want to murder
true.
You.
That's not true. I wasn't upset at all. I was making up a list of things to just pick on Nishi, just to have a laugh around. Mm. And then I Avnisha chose to, I'm sorry, I'm just going to have to tell what my version of the event is, chose to lie and say she didn't say one of those things. Then I came to the truth, I came to the light and I said, okay, well, these are the things I made up and these are the things I didn't make up. And Avnisha wouldn't stand for that. And then she had the whole episode purposely pissing me off and purposely, like, everyone's going to complain, everyone's complaining, oh, you made Avnisha cry. She made me walk out of the podcast.
Yeah, walk out crying, two different things.
Oh, okay. I forgot. Yeah, I'm a man. Look, I'm sorry. I'm a man. I'm not allowed to do anything.
I'm not taking sides here, but essentially you believe Avnisha said something to you off the air that she denies and we haven't come
Which
to
I thought
conclusion.
Was so funny, by the way.
No.
I thought it was really funny.
I thought it was my last day on the show. So yes, on our broadcast channel on Instagram, feel free to join it. There's like 1,400 people in the chat, yeah. Is that right? Mm-hmm. We asked the question, listen to the latest episode 38, then tell us, who do you believe, Kian or Avnisha? Surprisingly, 62% of voters voted that they believed Kian, which surprised me, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I know you both have your truths.
Look, I'm not bringing up this whole conversation again. Like, I think everything that we said, we addressed it on that podcast. If people want to believe Kian, that's fine. Like, ultimately, at the end of the day, we apologize to one another. So,
did we?
Well, I know I apologize. So.
She did say sorry.
So what would I have to apologize for?
Do you know what's funny? You actually did say sorry and Kian said, you don't have to apologize. He actually never apologized back.
But what did I apologize for? Tell me what I need to apologize for and I will.
Okay, for lying?
Oh, no, okay, we're not going here again. No, we're not going here again.
I'm
no
sorry,
one's lying. Guys,
okay,
no one's lying.
We're not. He's putting his
it's miscommunication.
He's putting his
it's misinterpreting. Miscommunication.
From now on, I'm not walking out. I'm just putting Thanos on.
Listen, I'm not being the mediator again.
Fair enough. No, I don't want to bring it up again, to be fair. But he asked, what do I need to apologize for? But you know what? Let's forget even apologies. I don't want to go through this again. I really don't. Like,
if only people... We're here when the camera's turned off. That's
oh,
all I can say.
Don't bring up other lies, Kian. Like, are you... Okay, anyway, I'm not... No, you know what?
Listen,
we're not doing this.
But
we're not.
But our cancel squad had a few things to say about your little tit for tat that you had.
I copped a lot of hate for it. I know.
You copped so much.
I copped a lot of hate.
I was getting personal messages talking about Kian being a narcissist and a piece
a
of
narcissist.
Shit. A
narcissist. How?
Cry.
How is that a narcissist? How is this and how is me... telling my version of events being a narcissist.
Listen, I'm not.
And that's fine. If you think I'm a narcissist, like honestly, I don't really care. But if you have to explain, you're a narcissist because of this.
No, I think it's just because it got so out of hand. That's what it was. Like, you know, and people will make those conclusions. Just like how a lot of people took your side of like who they believed, you know?
Well, how about this, right? If I behaved irrational,
yeah.
and it was an emotionally charged behavior,
mm-hmm.
by getting up and walking out to go and cool off because I was consistently called a liar when I know I'm not, right? I was called a liar, you're a liar. I said, if you call me a liar again, I'm just gonna walk out. Because I know, okay, it's gonna get heated. I walk out to get breath of fresh air. I come back and I start laughing about how I can't believe this and I get called a narcissist for that.
Kian's not a narcissist.
That's so strange.
No, he's not a narcissist. Who, but
a loser. Whoever said that is a loser.
Multiple people.
Well, they're all losers.
No, but hold on. People aren't a loser. They were only able to get the one. Well, I don't know how long we were fighting.
It was about 15 minutes.
Okay, 15 minutes. Felt like forever, but 15 minutes. Like, they only got that small part of like what was chaos, to be honest. Mm. So people are going to make the conclusions, which is so fair. They're able to, but...
Don't get me wrong. Some people thought Nisha was a narcissist. They thought she was faking the whole thing.
Yeah, so exactly. Vice versa. 50. I know I have my truth. You have your truth, Kian. Let's Are you serious?
I can't take this serious because I know. No, but I can't take this serious because okay. Let's not.
Okay, yeah. Can we not?
Okay, so okay. All right.
We're not talking about it.
We put. No. Let's mend. Let's make this mend. Even okay. Let's just try and mend it. How do we mend it? How do we fix it?
Well, we actually asked our cancel squad on our broadcast channel how to mend it, and oh God, I should have brought my glasses today. Hold on. All right, let's read some of these, eh?
Oh, your puppy dog eyes are so
people,
good.
A few people,
the best puppy dog eyes.
A few people were on my side here saying, "I still feel like these two are pranking us." I still do believe that. I'm not gonna lie.
It's a prank. No, I'm joking. I wish we could.
This, like, it was the poppers.
It was the crying. It was the crying that kind of made me go, "All right, maybe this is legit."
Yeah,
but it definitely 100% is legit.
I thought you guys had completely set this up because obviously I had left the room when this had happened.
Yeah, it was really random for you when you came in. You're like, what the hell happened?
All right. Another nomadic Rhea said, remember, God loves those who forgive. So hug it out. Don't worry, spelling is so wrong here.
I forgive you, Evanisha.
I forgive you too, Kian.
Guys, a nice cup of coffee, some flowers, and lots of hugs.
Cup of coffee?
I've had mine. Sorry, no flowers here.
I think it's more about having one together.
Oh, okay.
Just drinking a coffee for you.
Do you want to have a coffee together?
Yeah, we can have a coffee. Okay.
Oh, she didn't say together. She just said we can have a coffee.
Okay, I didn't say I can. I said we can have a coffee.
Yeah, yeah. But together?
Yeah, we can have a coffee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't believe that.
A few people actually wanted. Was some people said get rid of Evanisha. Some people said get rid of Kian. Nothing about me, of course.
Well, you weren't involved.
That's I am superior to both of you. So.
Where did that come from?
Superiority
I figured it out over the weekend.
What did you figure out while you were sitting by yourself? Figured something out.
I was sitting by myself.
Yeah, okay.
And I just said, you know what? I'm going to Google the podcast. So I Googled the podcast. And then obviously when you Google the podcast, there's other searches that come up.
Oh,
and it was our individual searches.
Right. So he bases his superior.
Who is Kian what nationality is of Nisha, whatever. So I'd actually want
to. So there's more information on about you? Is there more information
about you? I came to the conclusion that when you Google my name, I have a Google profile.
Yeah.
Which happens automatically to celebrities.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So he measures his superiority of Nisha.
Yeah. On Google.
On Google and on the amount of times there's an entry into the internet.
But you know what makes me laugh, Kian, is I can actually envision Yaz like just by himself at his parents' house Googling and he's like,
there was no need to add parents' house.
I think it was 100% necessary to say parents' house.
No need to. Evanisha Martin. Kian Oliver. Right. Yeah, said that. Oh.
Let's Google Kian Oliver. Let's quickly just Google Kian Oliver. Instagram comes up. Obviously, it's the first thing that always comes up. Oh, then Facebook, all your social media links. Oh, LinkedIn, obviously. Normal stuff. Let's look up Evanisha Martins. Evanisha.
Don't sigh like this is a big task. Oh,
there we go.
And I get called the narcissist.
Instagram.
I get called the narcissist.
Instagram comes up, obviously. Draw Your Box. Don't even want to know what that is.
You know, it's an amazing blog.
Draw Your Box?
So the idea is it's not like that. Like,
sounds like
no,
a...
No. Draw Your Box as in draw your, like, space. Like,
okay, let's just say that. Cool. And then you know what the third link is? Your husband. But then what happens when you search... Yaz had that real quick. Oh, look at that. The funny thing is I just write Yaz and off the bat straight away.
Yeah, because it's your own search. It's a recent search
thing.
No,
it's not. It's a Google profile. It comes up automatically. Okay. Have a look. Google profile.
All right, let me look.
Yaz, go do it.
Yaz search. Is superior, everyone.
Search Yaz
All
Haddad.
All hail Yaz Haddad.
And tell me what comes
up. The internet personality. known for his puns.
Wait, how'd you know that he comes up as internet personality?
Because I saw it.
Oh, you Googled it too?
I Googled it just then, like before the episode started.
Of course you did. Everyone's Googling me.
Internet personality known. Have you got a Wikipedia? Well, you're not a celebrity. Sorry.
Oh,
I got Wikipedia.
Brother, I can make a Wikipedia for myself right now.
You probably made an internet. You probably made a Google entry too for yourself. So
you can't do that. You can't make a Google entry for yourself. Google selects who they put down.
Right. So this is what we've got. When we
No. What is it?
No. So when we Google Yaz, it comes up with internet personality. This is what comes up.
Google profile.
So this is what comes up, right? Mm-hmm. Then you Google me and it says musical artist. That's what comes up.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, are you searching your full name or just Avnisha?
Just Avnisha.
Oh.
And then Kian, that's what comes up, right?
Yep.
And
then you do have a Google profile.
And then Kian comes up.
Oh, Nishi, me and you are superior.
Show me what does mine come up? Yeah, there you go. So searches. And you know what? I'm so humble about that. I think that's beautiful. I think the fact that I don't have a Google profile, I feel great. You know why? Because I'm like everyone else here that's listening. I'm a real average person, just like everyone around us that loves us. These two people here.
No, don't say me.
Google entry people, superior people. Don't forget, guys.
I'm not Googling.
This is who you're listening to. The most famous celebrity people on this podcast. Well done. Congratulations. You get a Tim Tam.
Can I?
Yes. There you go. There's a Tim Tam for you, your music artist. Yaz, I believe you've had a Tim Tam already.
I already had one, yeah.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you. My world fame has dropped since last year, though. I checked it on famousbirthdays.com.
What's wrong with you? Why do you have so much time to check your like social status? It's wild.
Listen, I'm in a dark place in my life I'm just trying to like G myself up.
Okay, fair enough.
You know?
Did that mustn't have helped when you saw yourself lower.
It's bad. I'm honestly, because at one point I was like the 52nd thousandth most famous person on earth. I'm now in like the 100,000s. Quite sad.
Oh, shit.
What a life to live.
That's double drop.
What a life to live to be put on a list of people that are known. That's so weird. Don't you think that's weird? It's just weird. Is it because I'm not on it that it's weird? Maybe that's okay.
If Kian was a number one, it would be all different. Kian,
if I was number one, I'd be like, I don't deserve to be there.
Avnisha?
What?
Wait a second. Oh, you've been popping off on socials.
Why? Where am I?
You are like up there.
Really?
Yeah, Avnisha _ official.
Biggest wank fest over here. Look at it.
Yeah, what? Tell me. Shut up, Kian.
I'm going back in Thanos. Let me know when you guys are done.
Is it just me or does he sound a bit jealous?
Not at all.
No, I'm also asking
you. Just misunderstood.
I just think of everyone that's listening. I think everyone that's listening is just like, and? Who cares?
Everyone that's listening.
Everyone that's listening and watching is just like, okay. You guys are on a list.
I don't think they are. I think they understand that this is a comedy podcast and we're joking and we're taking the piss out of each other. I think that's what they think.
Yeah, we're taking the piss. Now, what am I?
It's a very good way to palm it off as if it's a joke, Yaz.
No, you actually sound really upset. Like, we're joking, bro. It's not a thing.
Oh, my God.
Like, you genuinely sound like you're pissed off.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not pissed off.
Anyways. Avnisha,
tell me I'm a liar one more time.
No one called you a liar besides Avnisha. Anyways, Nishi, you are number 10,309.
Not bad.
In the world.
That's pretty cool.
That's like got to be the top 0.0001% or something.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
That's so good, guys. I'm so happy for you.
Do you want us to go on your LinkedIn? Is there anything that comes up? Do you want to talk about your LinkedIn?
Do whatever you like. If you want to go snooping through around, go for it.
Actually, here's a fun fact. Kian actually has a lot of really fun videos on YouTube and Facebook. So you should, if you have time... You just need his gun.
Don't do that.
Are they still up?
Probably.
Oh, that's hectic.
I was doing social media before you two were doing social media.
Yeah, he's an OG.
I'm an OG in the game.
He is.
Kian used to call me up and be like, hey, bro, do you want to come to this video? And I'm like, nah, I'm not into that stuff, bro, to be honest.
Yeah. I peaked too early on it.
Yeah.
I think I peaked too early.
You did really well.
I know. I was doing really well for a bit.
Then I got
a real job.
Weren't you like butt naked at a Macca's or some shit, like dancing on top of a table or something?
Maybe.
Along those lines?
Yeah, it wasn't butt naked. Just top up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Were you topless? Waist up.
Were you topless?
I was dressed up as Tupac. Rest in peace.
I can see the resemblance.
When the Tupac movie came out, yes, it came out, yes, I went and I watched Tupac. It turned me into Tupac. I went and started causing chaos at a local McDonald's. And I embarrassed the crap out of myself.
And the video still
I didn't
up
think
there.
About the walk back through the shopping center after the video. Are we going to like sort this thing out between you and Nine Nation? We've been.
Look, I
are we going to sort this out? I think there's been more suggestions. Yes, right? Was there more suggestions?
I did see see one suggestion on the thing where someone, I don't know who suggested it, but to say some nice things about one another.
Okay, I'd love to. So I prepared a list.
Okay. Well, wow, you prepared a list already?
Yes. Because I saw that and I thought that's the best way to go.
So he was just waiting for someone to say it.
Narcissistical behavior.
No, it's just, you know.
He was trying to plant the seed because he's already got the list.
Okay. Well,
wait, you don't have a list?
It's not hard for me to come up with things. Oh. I'll just say it on top of my head.
I don't think it means really anything. I've spent time preparing a list to make it.
Because it comes easy to me to say nice things
about
you.
I thought of some real, real stuff that I actually believe.
Okay. And listen, so I'll
mediate this.
Okay.
Do you guys want to go one each?
Yep.
One at a time.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Kian, you can start.
I love how you can cry on demand.
Wow.
Okay. That's not, I'm taking
that's
the piece.
That's so backhanded.
I'm taking the piece.
Quite subjective. Though, right. Yeah.
I actually love how you don't care what anyone thinks about you.
That's backhanded too. But
it was that meant to be back? It was not meant to be backhanded. I actually like that you actually just you're you.
Yeah.
And you know you get a lot of feedback.
Yeah.
And you just do you. And I like that about you.
But you're making it sound like there's negative feedback. Is there a lot of negative feedback? Is that what you're trying to say?
There's positive and negative for all three of us, guys. But I just like how it doesn't sit in your mind and you don't care about it. Like, that's what I like about you.
Okay.
Nisha, do you have one for Kian?
Yeah. Kian, I really like how you're very thoughtful. So you remember things, like things that I have talked about, let's just say, even like it could be 3 weeks ago, and then you'll bring it up or you'll check in about it. And that's really lovely.
Yeah, you do remember things, like my birthday. Remember when you remembered my birthday?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. No one remembered my birthday. We did a whole show that day. You bastards. All right, Kian, do you have something else for Nisha?
Yeah, I was going to say you're incredibly thoughtful as well, but I'll move on from that because you said that. I love how you love your husband and you're very family orientated.
Oh, that's the biggest compliment. Thanks, Kian. I like how you're a really hard worker. I like respect that a lot. You're always hustling hard. You're always thinking of ideas and yeah, I respect that.
Yep.
Any more?
Thank you. Yeah, I've got one. Okay. This is a real deep one for me. I might even cry by saying
oh,
this.
Oh, please cry. That'd be great for content again.
Then I can say to you that I like that you can cry on demand.
Yeah, yeah. I actually believe you have real superhuman strength and I've watched you go through some really heavy stuff and I know how hard it is and I'm just so proud that you turn up every day. And especially around those times, you turned up and you kept on charging forward.
No.
And no one needs to know what it is, but having experienced similar stuff, I'm just so honored that I get to sit around a person like you that can go through those things and still turn up and move strong, like with strength through it.
Wow.
So I do think that that's something really valuable in a person.
Yeah.
And I was in admiration for you at that time.
Aw, thanks. Wow. Oh my God, that's really nice, Kian. Thank you.
That means
a lot. Thank you so much. I want to finish it off by saying that I think Kian's probably one of the most reliable people I've come across. I feel like I could come to you with almost anything, like, oh, I need this or I need help with this or I need you to get this done. And I wouldn't have to even think for a second that it has or hasn't been done or anything like that. Like, you're literally so reliable and such a good friend. So thank you.
That was so amazing.
You know, the amount of times I had to bite my tongue throughout that thing because for some reason my automatic behavior is like to make a joke out of it. And like right then all I felt in my head when you were saying that is what, am I your slave? Like what do you mean?
Oh my God.
Like I'll come to you and like things get done. Like I just really wanted to say stuff. But
well, that was sweet until Kian continued.
Yeah, it's just a natural thing. But
yes.
No, thank you for that. So whoever suggested that, I'm not sure who suggested those things.
They also suggested here, I'm just reading it, just one nice thing each about Yaz. That's what they... That's what he says here. He says, just one nice thing.
Just to make Yaz feel included?
Yeah, just... Nice though, has to be nice.
Yaz is one of the most giving people I have come across, quite literally. Like, I'm not even lying. He will give to anybody.
That sounds weirdly sexual. I'm not going to lie.
That's like, all I thought about.
Yeah, the way you were saying it, I was like, anyways. Talking about hospitality, right? We're talking about, I'm very hospitable. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm just trying to find the perfect thing to say to you.
I'm happy to end it there. Unless, you, really unless you got something.
I think you're a ride or die guy. I think you're a ride or die. Yeah, you're very selective with who you would ride or die with. And then when you do select, I think you're a pretty solid, trustworthy person.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
No, I mean like... Right just
and you're very giving as well.
Yeah, like hospitable.
Yeah.
Is that the word?
I just give. Doesn't matter who you are, what your background is, what size you are. Give. That's me.
Doesn't matter if it's on his hands and knees.
Yeah, no.
No, like Yaz will go down to his hands and knees to give.
Guys, no.
Is that what you're saying?
Now it's getting very graphic. I'm very
like if you drop something on the floor.
Can we just change the word to hospitable? Just say he's hospitable.
No, he's very hospitable. Like, good.
Oh, what about accommodating?
Accommodating is great too.
Accommodating, oh my God.
Yeah.
All right. So
thanks, guys.
So as much as this is the hard pillow for me to pill for me to swallow.
Don't swallow no pillow.
As much it is a hard, it's hard for me to swallow the pill of my righteousness behavior. Yeah. I'm very righteous from last week to now. I will swallow that pill.
Yeah.
But I can assure you and mark my words, everyone watching or listening, the truth will come out.
Guys, we're not going back to this.
In 10 years from now, Avnisha will tell the truth in 10 years from now.
What are you on about?
I'm joking. I'm reuniting. I'm sorry.
She's crying again. Look, she's crying again.
Yeah, he's a good crier. All right, let's get on to something a bit more topical.
What the hell's on the show? I actually don't even know what's going on today.
We just sort of put the mics on and go. I have an announcement.
What?
After seeing a few headlines in the last week, it's got me questioning my sexual orientation.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
You're a liar. Don't.
And it is quite possible.
What? Say it. Just say it black and white. Go.
I could be gay.
What are you talking about, Kim?
This has to lead to something. There's more to this.
And Yaz?
You're a married man with two children.
Yaz, I have to say, I think you're gay as well.
Oh, don't. No, you can't say that. Definitely not. 110% not. I think. No, I'm not.
Well, you might have to think again, my friend.
Why? What's going on?
Mr. Misogynist himself, Andrew Tate, is being ruthlessly mocked for claiming having sex with women is gay. He came out with a tweet recently saying, "Sex is for making children. Anyone who has sex with women because it feels good is gay." Oh, my PP feels good. This is great. In fact, if you are 40 years old with less than 5 children, you're probably gay.
That makes no sense. That's the dumbest thing I've quite literally ever heard.
This was on his podcast, wasn't it?
He actually tweeted this.
Oh, he tweeted it. Worse.
Yes, that's right. Now, some people are saying it's obviously humorous and it's a joke, but let's just entertain this for 1 second.
I don't even get what the joke is, though. Where's the joke?
Well, is he like trying? Like, is this is probably a reach for relevancy? I would say.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I like, you know, this is the weird thing, Andrew Tate. I liked some of the stuff he brought to the table about empowerment, about hustling, about working hard, providing things like that.
Right.
But like, is this not it anymore? Is he? Like, it never was really it, but is this not it?
What do you mean by
like? I feel like his effect, his everything. It's just this. It's like I might be late to the table with the distastefulness.
Right.
Like I know how misogyny works, and I know what he was preaching was very masculine orientated stuff, content, and it was like some of the stuff I could connect with because I was like, oh, I need to stand up, I need to provide. And he had this content for a while, which was really good on making money and fast money and hustling, and
you know,
it was it was actually good stuff, and it was helpful.
But then he says things like this.
And then this comes out and it's like, and I get like, I don't know, I think I'm just, I think I need a one. Everyone needs to, you know, we're done with the tape thing.
But let's go back to what he just said, the statement. Like, how does someone, yeah, like, it makes no sense. How can someone, like, wanting to have.
Is he trying to say that, you know, because here's the weird thing, because I also saw a short of his brother Tristan.
Yeah.
Encouraging people to have 5 children in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
And if they name each of the child something with something that has the connection with their podcast, he will give them $150,000.
Yeah. $150,000.
So, yeah, what he said, was it 5 children? Is that what he said?
5.
So he said if you're a white man, he specifically said if you're a white man.
Why white? Why can't it be any?
Because they were talking about how the Western world now, specifically white families, aren't having babies like they used to.
Right.
So it's like the average is like 1 child or 2 children now. Right. Yeah. When compared to like 4, 5, 6, 7 that it used to be 100 years ago. Right.
What do you expect? It's so bloody expensive now, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah, agreed.
But also, I like, you know, having kids is a beautiful thing. It's a blessing. And, you know, of course, you know, more families and kids and, you know, that's better for everyone. But in saying that, some people shouldn't have kids. Like,
of course.
You shouldn't just be like, okay, just because, you know, if you don't want kids, you shouldn't have kids. It's just, it's that simple.
Yeah, obviously.
It's not a
you don't have
good situation
have
for, you know, the kid then.
But they were talking about the topic of like certain cultures overtaking other cultures, blah, blah, blah. And they were kind of saying how like within the next 50 to 100 years, like the traditional Caucasian man will just not exist anymore. Because everyone will be multicultural, everyone will be, and then they were saying something, if you want to save the Caucasian bloodline, you need to have children. And I think that's where they were going with it.
But I don't think, honestly, I think give it, I don't know, probably another like 100 years or so, but everyone's going to be multicultural.
Oh, bro, there's going to be a time where just we're all going to be the same color, the same look, the same eyes, the same hair. It's going to happen eventually. Now with transport being so easy to jump continents and jump countries, we didn't have that 100 years ago. People don't realize that.
Exactly.
It was almost impossible. Like, yes, there were planes and stuff, but unless you were working and you had to travel or you had $1 million in your bank account 100 years ago, you couldn't really travel.
You couldn't travel. Yeah, not the
You went to bloody Berlin last week for 2 days. You think you could do that 100 years ago?
No way.
No, we wouldn't hear from you for 6 months because you're on a boat traveling. You know what I mean?
Well, that's it.
What I'm concerned with this is what he's encouraging. Let's just say it's not a troll. Let's just say that, you know, some white teenager that sees this actually takes it for genuine, right?
I don't think that'll happen.
No, but like takes this concept genuine,
it's
right?
It's a big hypothetical, yeah.
Like what he's promoting is because especially in 2 years, how are you going to have 5 kids in 2 years? It takes almost up to a year to develop a kid. So what he's trying to say,
you can't. It's impossible.
What they're trying to say is having multiple wives or multiple partners.
No, he's saying having a traditional wife.
The challenge that Tristan said, in the next 2 years, 5 children. That's what he said.
He didn't say 2 years, did he?
Yeah.
That's impossible.
But that's what I'm saying. Like there's another post he put up here, 30 children minimum for the Dons.
They're taking the piss.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know, but like if someone reads this and sees it and goes, and like they follow him and they, you know, like I'm now starting to see, I'm waking up to that. Like I'm now starting to see the effects that he has on these people.
Look, there's bigger issues than what he's posted about. Oh, if you have sex for pleasure, you're gay. Like that's stupidity. If anyone takes that literally or anyone takes that and goes, oh, maybe he's got a point. They've got bigger issues to deal with.
Yeah.
Realistically speaking. So I wouldn't even take
But there's
that
other book. Posts like, dear white man, you're effed. You're being replaced because none of you are having children, even though you cry or bitching about replacing online like little, I don't know, just what he just says.
But that's all off the same topic in the podcast that they were
saying. That's
what
I'm saying. Like this stuff is just, it's just.
Here's the
Sometimes
thing.
Sometimes he says shit that just, it's literally just for virality.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean,
here's the thing with Andrew Tate, because I've always had this war in my head about whether the stuff he says is okay and the stuff that he says isn't, right? And the only way I can think about it is what I want my 10-year-old son listening to what Andrew Tate has to say.
Yeah.
There's 80% of what Andrew Tate says that I'm like 100% right on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm. But then he says, the other 20% is just so obscure and so out of this world that it's like, bro, that 20% is so much heavier than the 80% that you talk that actually makes sense. This shit.
But this is the thing is that people lose credibility even if they have like one or two things that they say that is correct. As soon as you start doing some weird shit and start saying weird shit, like you lose all credibility. 100%. It's like Kanye West. Mm. There are things that Kanye has said, like, you know, isolated things that he has said that I'm like, oh, that's really interesting. That's a really good perspective on something.
Yeah.
And then he goes ahead and does the dumbest and says the dumbest shit that I'm like, why? Mm. Like, you know, and look, at the end of the day, he's an artist and he does what he wants to do and his expression and he's you know god, he's Nishi. Not a god. He is we not a god. God.
That's what he's trying to say.
Okay,
I'm a god. You're a god. You're a god. And this is what he's trying to say. I'm a god.
But that just defeats the whole purpose of being a god or having a god. We can't be gods. We physically can't be.
Is God within
mentally,
you?
Mentally can't be.
Is God within you?
From a faith point of view, yeah. Holy Spirit is in me.
And the Holy sure. Spirit is one part of God, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but can't, like when it this comes to the way he comes about well,
it, it's, just, no, it's like boastful. It's like a...
Apparently he's starting a like a porn website.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeezy really? Porn, yeah.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
You know, it's so sad because he preaches the word of God and he does all of this stuff. And then he goes ahead and does stuff like that. And then you see his wife, Bianca. And people go, but he's an artist. And I'm like, there's art and then there's just being vulgar.
Yeah.
And they have a very distinct line between them. So I'm sorry. Like, if he's going to be there and speak and have songs about Jesus and the word of God, and then he does stuff like that, I just think it's so terrible.
But you both do know that he's mentally ill, right?
Yes.
Like, he's actually mentally, he's came out and said, I'm on meds. I'm on Medicaid. He's got problems.
Yeah, well, that's
so
true.
You can't really.
That's true. That's true.
It's
that's
hard
true.
To judge someone who's actually going through shit. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I see your point. I see your point.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's just odd.
Well, anyway, it well, look, odd. Look. If we were living in a world that was took Andrew Tate's word as gospel, then Yaz and I are both gay.
Yeah, lucky we don't live in that world.
Though. Luckily.
Luckily we don't live
well,
in that
world. Well, not luckily. Luckily we don't live in Andrew Tate's world. Yes, that's right.
It's bro, it's so weird. Like 80% of that bloke is so legitimate and then 20% of him is just strange. His podcast and him and his brother's podcast is the weirdest thing I've ever listened to.
Is it? I've never listened to it.
I've never heard it. I don't even know what it's called.
It's quite entertaining because what they do is they come across like they're being serious and dumb people would think they're being serious. Mm. Like there was this one podcast I heard. How's that Tim Tam going?
Oh, it's so good.
It's a good Tim Tam, man.
Mm. Oh, sorry, that's a Tim Tam for a celebrity. So good on you. I'm keeping it in.
Yeah, it's a celeb Tim Tam, that one.
That's why it tastes better.
I listened to one of their podcasts. It was the first podcast I ever listened to. It was at the gym and I was like, maybe they can gym me up. You know what I mean? So I put it on and these guys were talking about the weirdest shit. So it's a live podcast that you can listen to live. And people ask them questions live through like the chat or whatever it is, right? The streaming service chat. And one of the questions was, how much sleep do you get at night? And then, like, I think it was Tristan that came out and he was talking about how if he goes out to a club and arrives home at 6 a.m. and falls asleep, he will then wake up at 5:55 a.m. in the past and that's all he needs. And, like, they're obviously taking the piss, right? But people in the chat were like, that's impossible. You can't do that. Nobody can. So people, there are dumb people out there that can't understand sarcasm.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
And that's what's dangerous about all this stuff they put out. So just, I think, just keep in mind the people that you follow, the people that you watch, they usually are trolling you. They usually are taking the piss.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to get a reaction.
100%.
And this is one of those cases. You've seen it before on this podcast.
Many times.
Especially the last episode. All right, moving on.
Wow.
He's going to be stuck with this for 10 years. We're going to hear it every episode.
Evnisha ran off to Germany last week.
I did.
Yes.
Now it's a lot of fun. I still feel like I'm slightly jet lagged. Even I don't know if you can be jet lagged for like 3 days, being somewhere for 3 days, but it was all the traveling, 22 hours, the longest haul flight I think out of all routes, 22 hours to get from Sydney to Berlin is the longest.
Yeah.
It was wild, but I had the best time. It was so much fun, but super weird, right? Like so when we landed, because basically I went from Sydney to Singapore, Singapore to London, and then London to Berlin.
That's despicable, yeah.
And Singapore, every time you go to their airport, they have like a lot of checks, a lot of security checks, which is like... Like one time makes sense, but they'll sometimes do 2 to 3 and it's wild.
Yeah.
It's a lot. But then when I went to Berlin, as we were walking in, they have like these booths and it's common in like many places where they have security guards that basically ask you what you're doing here, why you're here. Like they basically, what do you call it? Like
that's border control, isn't it?
Yeah, border control.
Like your customs.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what it's called, customs? You go through customs?
It's border control, basically.
Yeah.
And they want to know, why you're here, what you're doing. And I've had that experience before, but it's been very chill where they go, hey, cool.
It's like never chill for me.
Everywhere it's never I chill?
Go, it's because you're Arab.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Well, like the United States is the worst.
I've heard that.
Holy shit, the way they grill you. Like, I actually started getting aggressive with the guy.
Did you?
Yeah, like not aggressive, but I was like.
Defensive.
Defensive. Like, why are you talking to me with this attitude, you piece of shit?
Yeah, they're mean. But I've never seen like mean before. Like, you get the like occasional like weird question, but like mean.
Were the Germans mean to you?
Well, not exactly to me, but what happened was we were in the line and I was with my friend Nathan. And we were standing next to each other and there was four booths. And so we were waiting in that one booth and there was a few others. The others got empty. So Nathan goes, oh, I'm going to go to this one. So he left and he got sent through right away, right? Which was, I was like, oh, sweet. There was one guy ahead of me and he went to the booth to be questioned. And that guy must have been having a bad day, the security guard, because he started being like, you know, why are you here? And the guy couldn't speak English. So he started being like, family.
Oh, poor bastard.
Right? Yeah. And so I'm like, oh, he's, you know, he's sweet. Bless his soul, family. And I get it. They have to do the security measures. I get it. But he was just so mean about it. And he was like.
Was the German like yelling in German? Like, was it like that German?
Nein.
Yeah. Was it like the.
It was.
What are you doing here?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. Well, it did get to that when he said, do you speak English? Obviously, the guy couldn't because he kept saying, family. Mm. And then he was like, no, family. And then he just shouted so loud. It's like, what are you doing here if you can't speak English?
What?
In Germany?
Yes.
That makes no sense.
I'm standing in the line. And when I tell you my heart rate I was like, this guy's going to send me to jail. Like, and I haven't done anything wrong. But at this point, I looked guilty. I felt guilty. I was sweating. Like, I just came off a 22-hour flight. Like, I was a wreck. And so the girl standing next to me, because she was behind Nathan and me, looked at me and was like, and then ran to the other empty booth. And they sent her back. So, like, they were really weird about
that's
it.
That's pretty sus, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, then I went to a different booth and they didn't send me back because I was so scared of that guy. And I got sent through, but they did ask me a few questions. But then
What were the questions? So what are you doing here? How long are you here for?
Well, he goes, what are you doing here? And I said, oh, I'm here for a premiere. I didn't say I was working. I was like, I see you for a premiere. And then he was
you just want to be a bit fancy, yeah? Like,
no, because
I'm someone special.
No, because you're not meant to say that you're working.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so I didn't want to say that. So I was like, oh, I'm here for a premiere. It's just to attend. And he was like, oh, for how long? And I was like, oh, you know, 3 days. And he was like, but I noticed when I get nervous, I make an even stronger Aussie accent. So I was like, yeah, I'm here for like 3 days. Because I thought that he'd let me through. Like, and he'd be, I don't know, nicer to me. But I don't know. I know, it's so weird.
Well, that's already for customs. That's already a red flag. Like, this chick just traveled 22 hours.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
To come here for 3 days. That sounds weird.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But he let me through, thank goodness. And then as we're about to leave the airport, a really friendly German security guard comes up to us. Like, I'm telling you, Cheshire cat smile, big smile. He's like, hey, guys. You know, in his accent, though.
Guten Tag.
He's like, hello. Like, you know, what are you doing here? Like, I can't do the accent. I'll sound Russian.
No, keep doing the accent.
And
he's
like, what are you doing here? And I was like, oh, we're here, like, to go to a premiere. And he's like, and then he just, in a blink of an eye, just went serious and started asking us all these questions like, okay. And like, was full interrogation.
What?
Yeah, before we left out. And so now I'm freaking out. All the security guard mates are just watching us. And I'm like, oh my God, it's happening again. Like, I'm going to go to jail. And I haven't done anything wrong. And then he asked us a series of like 3 to 4 questions. And once he was happy with the response, he was like, back to the biggest smile, being like, have a great time. And what I was like, what just happened?
That's so strange.
That sounds so weird.
So weird.
Like straight out of a comedy movie. That's what it sounds like.
It was like the oddest experience. But
are they taking any job vacancies there? Is there any job vacancies?
You're going to show up in your Thanos outfit.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Protecting the border.
That'd be a pretty good job.
Do you guys have any, is that like the worst experience you've had crossing the border?
I believe like there'd be more worse experiences than that.
Oh yeah, there'd be way worse experiences.
I was held at the border for 15 hours trying to go to Jerusalem. So obviously trying to cross the border into Israel.
Yeah.
Which probably shouldn't even have a border because it shouldn't exist. But anyways, we won't get into that topic. So I was trying to get into Palestine. I was trying to get into Jerusalem.
Yeah.
I was visiting my family in Jordan and I was like, you know what? I want to go see historical biblical things, you know, in the Holy Land. Wow. The trouble I went through trying to get through, I ended up going back. I was like, no, I'm not going through this.
So you didn't go?
They are, I'm sorry, but like the, what are they called? The IDF that was there, the Israeli Defense Force and the border control and all that. Pieces of shits. Absolute fucking assholes.
Why?
They test you to the point, and then what they do, they hold you there on purpose because they don't want you to come in.
So why, they hold you there. Why are they trying to be restrictive?
So it was me, and my cousin, and my other cousin warned us. She's a chick. She goes, dude, we sat there for 6 hours before we got through, right? And I was like, what the fuck? They're like, you're going to have a lot of trouble. Like, they got lucky because they were girls.
Yeah, yeah.
They're very, 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 very peculiar. What the fuck is the word?
Particular?
Particular?
Particular, whatever. Yeah. Particular on who comes into the into their borders, yeah. Right? So we get there. I've got my Australian passport.
Yeah.
It's a good sign. It's an Australian passport,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
They look at it, whatever. They pull me into the room. So I'm sitting there for like 2 hours and they call me up. So I go up there. They put me in a room with this one guy. Off the bat, he's a piece of shit. Attitude straight away.
Mm-hmm.
What's your name? I'll tell him my name. No, what's your full name? I'll tell him my full name. You don't have a middle name? I said, no, I don't have a middle name. He goes, ah, okay. He goes, do you speak Arabic? I said, yeah, I do. He goes, would you prefer to speak English or Arabic?
Mm.
That's what he says to me. I said, English. So what does he do?
Speaks
starts
Arabic.
Talking to me in Arabic. They do it on purpose. They're looking for something to trigger you or something to flip so they can tell you to fuck off.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's the first thing they have. Secondly, they have everything about you. In front of them. In front of their computer, they have your mum's name, your grandparents' name, all their addresses, your address in Australia, your mobile number. They've got everything you can think of about yourself, right? So he starts talking to me about where you're from. I'm like, Sydney. He's like, what's your home number? I go, 889. He goes, what's the prefix? Right?
What's the prefix?
I go, what do you mean, what's the prefix? Like, as in the code, what state
the
you're
code.
In.
Postcode.
Yeah.
No.
So you know how, like, when you're in Sydney, it's 02. It starts with 02.
Yeah. Right?
So I go to him, 02. And he goes, no, that's Victoria. I go, no, it's not. He goes, yes, it is. I said, no, it's not. So they're trying to catch you out, right, on all these little things. So anyways, he goes, all right, I'll call you back. Go back to the waiting thing. I'll go back to the waiting thing. I'm there for another 3 hours. Calls me back in. What are you doing here? Oh, I'm here to, you know, visit the Holy Land, see blah, blah, blah. What religion are you? I go, I'm Christian. He goes, that's not what it says here. It says you're Muslim. I'm like, no, it doesn't. He goes, yes, it does. I said, show me. He goes, I can't show you. They just trigger you and piss you off and intimidate you. Anyways, me and my cousin were like, dude, we're going back.
That's so weird.
I'm not doing this.
But I don't get it. Like, wouldn't they have so many people there just waiting then?
So many. And it's funny because like the Palestinian residents that have obviously been oppressed for the last 75 years under the IDF rule and whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like the tension between them is wild. So obviously a lot of them have Israeli passports and Israeli citizens. So they live in like the West Bank or whatever it is, right, in Israel. And they're going in and out of customs and they're fucking losing it at these soldiers and they're losing it at customs. And in Arabic, they're like, just let them through, you pieces of shits. Why do you do this all the time? They're here to see family. They're here to do blah, blah. And they're losing it at each other, right?
Yeah.
It is wild.
That's so
unfair.
It's such an unstable place. Like there's no stability going on. There's nothing.
It's honestly disgusting.
Mm.
It's honestly disgusting.
Yeah, so there you go. So like border stuff around the world's crazy. Never experienced it.
Yeah.
Never.
Never, ever, ever?
No. Nah. I've only traveled to a few countries.
It freaks me out. Like I get that they have to do these like measures in like, you know, border control and stuff and I get that. But like, gosh, I get so nervous around...
Yeah, but you're a natural nervous person.
Yeah, I'm a nervous Nelly. I admit it.
Like Nisha gets nervous to order a chicken schnitzel with gravy. But like she's nervous to ask for gravy.
Well, I still remember like, you know, driving and I get pulled over for a breath test. And I know I don't drink.
Yeah, but everyone gets nervous.
But I got so nervous. And then when he said I could go, I went in reverse. Like that's how nervous
no,
I
was. No, you didn't.
Yes, I
did ya?
Yeah.
Because if they didn't fine you for that, I would be like, nah, she's drunk.
Nah, 100% I did drunk. Reverse for like, as soon as I hit back, I hit the brake.
That is hilarious.
And the guy just looked at me and yeah.
That is so funny.
Oh, that's cute.
You do start questioning things though. Like going into like a RBT, like a random breath test.
Yeah.
You start, you know you haven't drank in 2 weeks and you're like, wait, what if I did? And you start questioning
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like I had a, what do you call it? What has that alcohol in it? The
Listerine or something?
Yeah.
No, not Listerine, like that drink. Like it's a
alcohol drinks. Alcohol, yes. Drinks, any type funny. Of drink with alcohol in it, yes.
She's like,
lemon lime bitter.
Lemon lime bitters. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, no, everyone gets caught with that. Yeah. I just want to take this time to congratulate Yaz. Congratulations, Yaz.
Congratulations, Yaz.
He's now part of another bridal party.
Oh, shit.
Good on ya.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm part of, oh, my God. Fourth one. Well, it will
this
be four.
Year?
It will be four in within a 12-month period, yeah.
Holy.
You see, that's the thing. I've only ever been in one bridal party. Only ever been in one. My older brothers, that's it.
Bro, I've been in so many and I'm so over it. Legitimately over it.
How come you're in so many?
I'm just a great person.
Yeah?
I'm a great friend. I don't know. I'm a social butterfly. That's first and foremost.
Yeah.
I have many different friend groups who have never met each other.
Oh, actually?
Oh, do you keep them separated on purpose?
No, there's a little, like, a couple leaks here and there that happen, but it's never like group and this group together.
How many? I'm just curious now. How many friendship groups do you have?
Do you calculate, like, friends and family? Because I've got family groups too. Got my older cousins, no, got my younger cousins.
Just do friends.
Just friends. One, the main group. Oh, there's two main groups. Probably four different friends groups.
Wow, that's a lot.
One, two, three, four. Four friends groups. Wow.
And then family?
Oh, family, probably two or three main ones, yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. But anyways, four within a 12-month span. One of them I'm the best man. And total bridal parties I've been on, not including the four. One, two, three, four, five. So it'll be nine total.
Wow.
Nine
in total. Have you ever been a best man?
One, two,
you're
three.
You're joking.
Wait. One, two,
oh my
three,
gosh.
Four.
You've been a best man four times.
I've been three and one's on the way. So four, yeah.
You should make a movie about your life.
That's
27 best men, 27 suits, that's
27
it.
27 suits. That's a show, that's a movie. 27
dresses.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great movie.
You're currently at five suits.
That's crazy.
Yeah, look, the first-
I don't know, that's so strange to me. That's too many, so strange to me.
Yeah, but you know what sucks about that?
Do they all know that you were best man at other weddings?
I don't know. All I can say is I have great speeches. So that could be one of the reasons why.
Do they ask you to do extracurricular activities at these weddings?
One of them, MC.
Yeah, that's a big job.
One of them wasn't.
Do you think that they might be?
I think it's more towards the speeches because even when I'm not best man, they ask me to do a speech.
A speech, yeah.
Like, hey, do you mind like saying something? Because obviously we talk for a living.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, he'll do something great. And I do every fucking time.
How long do you spend? Writing is.
I don't write. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I have even for all my best man speeches, I've never written anything down.
What?
I just grab the mic and I just talk. It's what we do every day.
No, but that's different. Like, no. You know, because you, a lot of the time in speeches, you reminisce on memories and things like that.
Yeah, but I can do that naturally.
It comes naturally.
I can do that naturally. I can do a best man speech for Kian right now
if
I wanted to.
Yeah. Can you? Oh, yes, let's do it.
So I'll start off by saying, you know.
Okay.
Hey, everyone. For those who don't know me, I'm Yaz. I call myself, you know, Kian's self-proclaimed best friend. You know, for all the South Africans here today, and how's it? And to everyone else, how's it going? What can I say about Kian? Well, let's go all the way to the beginning. I first met Kian 10 years ago when I was working as a lonely jock at a radio station called The Edge, and this funny little bubble man with curly hair walked in. With our boss. Anyway, I'm not going to do this, but it's not hard.
I just found that so strange that you were stroking the mic handle as you were talking about it.
Yeah, it's probably like a fidget thing. So you know when you're like thinking about something, you got to stress.
No, but he can definitely do it. I mean, once you've got the energy, there's people around, there's a vibe. Yeah, yeah.
A couple of vodka shots beforehand.
Nah,
I've emceed a few weddings. I prepared for it though because of the bride's asked to prepare.
Emceeing is different.
MC.
Professionalism, you got to be on schedule. Yeah, you don't do certain things. Yeah,
that's right.
Speeches though, very easy to do.
So you've got this fourth one. Are you Are you over being in the bridal party?
This is the fourth one in 12 months, yes. Yeah. But here's the thing, right? By the third or fourth, I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's a hectic day.
Mm. Yeah,
hectic
yeah.
day. You're up at 5 a.m. You're at the groom's house at 6 if you're not sleeping there.
Yeah.
You're getting ready for the next 3 hours. There's cameras, there's people, there's dancing, especially Arab ones. Fuck yeah. me, the Arab yeah. ones, man. They're so tiring. By the time you even get to the reception hall,
yeah.
the last wedding I did where I emceed, right, I was obviously on the bridal party as well. By the time we got to the reception hall, I was dead. I was running on fumes.
Gosh.
I had no energy whatsoever. And then I had to go MC to 500 people. Do you know what I mean? Mm. I'm done with it. But yeah. how do you say no to someone?
You can't say no. That's the thing. If someone said, hey, can you be my best man? Or can you be my bridesmaid or groom? You can't. This is literally no polite way to say no. There isn't. No, I tried. So I was.
You've tried to say no.
Yeah, well, not no to being in the bridal party, but my best friend came up to me and she said, I want you to be my maid of honor. And I said, listen.
Demote me.
That's all I said. I said, just demote me. I will do it. I'm so grateful. Like, thank you. Yes, but I will do the shittest job knowing me. Like, I just know my weaknesses. You can do so much better than me.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's the reality. So there was this beautiful girl in the bridal party who planned everything. I didn't do it. She did. And she didn't even get the maid of honor title.
Oh, so you got the maid of honor title, but she did everything else.
And she did everything.
Because the title does come with a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I can't believe you've done that.
What?
I can't believe you did that.
What? Oh, I had to be honest.
I would never expect that from you.
No, well, I
get it though.
You know, I was honest. I just didn't want to fail her because, like, she's so important to me.
Yeah, but she felt like you were the closest person to her. You know what I mean? Like, you're her maid of honor, and you told her to demote you.
Well, I didn't say demote me. I just said, are you sure?
Are you sure? What? Horrible.
No, it's not horrible.
Look, that's awful.
I can be so honest with it. So I didn't worry about being honest and just saying, hey, listen, like I am more than like, God, I'm so grateful and humbled that you would even choose me. But yeah, look, I'll be honest. I'm not the best person for the job, which I know
I don't think
I'm
it's
not.
More about the job. I think it's more about the title saying, hey, I want you by my side. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
But I
yeah.
know, but,
they don't care if you've done the wedding or not, I'm sure.
Yeah, but the maid of honor is known to plan the bride, like the
yeah, that's
everything.
Right.
Everything. She plans it. And I'm like, I'm not a planner. Like, I'm just not.
Yeah, I'm planning my cousin's bucks party right now.
Yeah.
And you have to deal with like 15 blokes, all with opinions and all this shit and trying to collect money off everyone and all this. Oh, I'm so over it.
Are you doing the dwarf one? The dwarf? With
we
the
are getting dwarfs.
Oh,
we are.
Brilliant.
We are. They're expensive, man.
Wait, the dwarfs with the...
Dwarf with the chips in the
I
hat.
Thought hiring dwarfs, you'd get them for half price, but...
Oh my God, yes.
No, it doesn't work that way apparently.
Oh, well that's interesting, Nishi. I've never thought you would do that. Our bridal party was chosen by mistake, or at least one person was.
How does that work?
Oh no!
One person was chosen by mistake. At our engagement party, we decided to do the announcements, and how the announcement would have been handled was: we have an invitation. Will you be my? You know,
yeah.
Will you be our bridesmaid? This and that. And two of Lorraine's cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Had the same initials.
Oh, no.
And Lorraine's mum, Linda, was the one that had to hand the invites out to all the girls.
She handed it to the wrong mum.
She handed the bridesmaid and the page boy out.
Yeah.
And she handed the page boy to the to one of the bridesmaids.
Yeah.
And handed the bridesmaid invite to someone that wasn't meant to be on the bridal party at all.
Yeah.
And they opened it up and they came running over and we're like, what's going on?
But does it say their full names or is it just initials?
It was no, but the initials was like written in the back corner. So Linda knew, oh, that's for her.
Oh, so there's no actual
like,
names.
Because there's different maid, like the maid of honor. So the maid, so the maid of honor was handed the page boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And someone that wasn't meant to be on the bridal party got handed the maid of honor.
Oh.
That's fucked.
And they became the maid of honor?
No, we had to.
There's been a mistake.
Awkwardly say, no, you're on the bridal party. So but, we had to put her on the bridal party.
But she wasn't meant to be.
But she wasn't even meant to be on the bridal party.
Then was she close? Was she close to you guys?
Well, she's a cousin.
Yeah, but is she like a cousin that would be on a bridal party? Or would she go home and go, I don't understand why I got this?
Yeah, yeah, I think she went home and said that.
Why don't you just tell her, hey, listen, there's a mistake?
No, because like it was like you feel really bad and awkward. So then it was like it was either like make the awkward decision, make like remove the awkwardness and just add a man, like a boy to my side, or make it awkward.
Yeah.
So that happened at ours.
Yeah. Do you know I'm actually dreading picking my bridal party? Because I've been on 9 bridal parties.
Oh, shit, yeah.
It's like who they're not all going to be.
You can't go wrong with family, bro. You just got to select family.
No, so I've got 3 family members that are guaranteed, right?
Yeah.
Mm. But then you've got fit ass. Mm. I can't not have fit ass.
Yeah, just have 4, boom.
You know what I mean? But then what happens? So I was fit ass's best man, my cousin's best man that's going to be on the bridal party. Then I got my 2 brothers. Right. But what about the rest? What about the other 5?
Don't worry about them. If you select 1 friend, it's fine. But if you select 2 friends, you have to select all friends.
Fidas isn't considered a friend. So there you go. He's on a whole other level. He's family. You know what I mean?
So then just do that.
But you know what? You know what people do though, just to like make it easier for themselves. So my friend who got married, they didn't have a bridal. Like they had a bridal party, but they're not there on the wedding where they line up. Oh, no, actually, I don't think she had a bridal party. No, sorry. She didn't have a bridal party. It was just her sister and his brother. Mm. Like just one on each
That's
side.
That's fine.
So I'm just saying like that could help with-
Yeah.
With-
I can't though.
Yeah.
Because I have to have my brothers on and I have to have my 2 homies on. You know what I mean? Mm. Like my ride or dies.
Do that. Oh, wait. No. First get a girlfriend. That might be a good place to start.
Oh.
It's coming though.
It's coming.
It's coming. She's coming, yes?
Yeah.
She's on the way. She's going through the desert. She's coming. She's coming.
Why is she in the desert?
She's coming through the desert.
Why is she? What are you trying to say?
Well, like I'm just.
Arabian
she's left.
She's
coming through the desert.
Yeah, it might be in the desert.
All right, let's get on to this. We're going to wrap it up on this one. We are doing truth or dare.
Oh.
Just to spice things up. I'm excited for this. We've thrown out some requests for your truths and your dares, and we're going to start it off with Avnisha. Truth or dare?
Truth.
That was easy. No dares? I feel like you're a dare kind of girl.
Me, a daredevil? Guys. Yeah, that's true. Let's be honest, okay.
Avnisha. Mm-hmm. This was asked by Mystic Wolf in our...
Mystic Wolf.
Mystic Wolf in our broadcast channel.
Yeah.
Would you rather spend 50 hours with Yaz or 50 hours with Kian?
I saw this.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I read through a few of them on the thing.
All right, don't be political here. Just straight to the point.
Straight to the point. No feelings will be hurt in this.
Oh, there definitely will be. There definitely will
Can
be.
Can I say neither?
Nah, you have to answer. You have to. It's your choice. So you've got... Oh, you know what it is? You've got another premiere to go to in Germany or like wherever it is around the world.
Who'd you take?
And they've said to you, you can only take either Yaz.
No, because then she's going to use, oh, well, Kian has kids, so I have to take it. She's going to use something to weasel her way through it.
No.
50 hours with Kian or 50 hours with Yaz.
This is tough. I don't know, one of them.
We both want to do this with you. We both like, oh, Nisha, pick me. And he's like, pick me. So we, there's no.
50 years.
No, 50 hours.
Come oh, the hours. Fuck down. Sorry, I thought you said 50 years.
I can't deal with you for 50 years. Jesus.
50 hours. Okay. Okay. Hard. So that's okay.
2 days. 2 days.
It's like 2 days. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna.
We could shoot content. Just FYI.
We can just relax and just do whatever. We don't have to be. We don't have to act. We don't have to do content. We can actually just do what friends do. We can take the dog for a walk.
Boring.
We have a dog.
I can cook dinner. I've got chickens.
Chicken for the walk.
Yeah. I'll give you some eggs.
Okay. I'm going to say Kian, but the reason why.
I don't want a reason. No, straight to the point. I don't want no reason. It's fine.
I'm so shocked. I thought she was going to say you.
I'll tell you why.
I don't want to know why.
Oh, come on. As if you don't want an explanation.
I don't want an explanation.
The reason why is because
Thank you.
I like Kian's house. And if we spent 2 days there, I'd hang out with his
Who
family.
Who said it's at his house?
Well, I'm imagining that.
Yeah, 50 hours. We could do whatever. Whatever you want to do, Nisha.
Say that.
That's how
there's
you win.
There's no family. No. I'm sorry. Change the question. It's a blank room. It's a white room and nothing else. It's like you know that Mr. Beast. You know how Mr. Beast puts people in rooms.
Yeah, actually, no, I think that's a better way.
I've answered it.
It needs to be very even. Then you're just picking the person.
No, that's not fair.
I answered it.
It's you
in a blank room.
I answered the question.
Kian, it's you. It's fine. I told you she hated me from day one.
From a year and a half ago,
when she first joined the show, I said to Kian, I think she fucking hates me.
What are you?
He did say that.
I did.
And I've had a year and a half of coaching Yaz saying she doesn't hate ya.
This just proves it.
But then there's some things that comes up where it's like,
Yeah.
Truth or dare, Yaz?
Truth.
Why do you think I hate you? Honestly. Like, because you always bring this up. I'll
give you an answer.
Okay.
Because when asked a question like, who would you rather spend 50 hours with?
No. I gave my reasoning, and it's because, as I said, I like his house.
No, his house isn't there.
It was funny. She likes everything that's not me, though, right? It's like everything around me that she likes.
Who said his family's there? You're hanging out with him. There's no family.
But I'm assuming he's going to be with his family.
No, stop assuming things. It's just me and you or you and him.
Answered the question, but tell me why you think I hate you. Besides using that
Just so you know, example. When we hang out, I'm going to be dressed like this for 50 hours as well.
Nah, I'll be honest with you. I don't think you hate me at all.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah. Is that actually a question though?
Yeah, that was my question.
Oh, amazing. Done. Key and truth or dare?
Truth or dare, Kian. You're wearing Thanos' outfit, so I feel like you should probably choose dare. Otherwise, you're not really Thanos.
Pussio.
Dare.
Okay.
Truth for losers. Truth is boring.
Are you going to do anything I say?
Well, I mean, there's a list of things I know that's there, but you can do anything.
I don't have the list. Where's the list?
I don't know.
Where's the list?
It's on Instagram. If you don't want to go, just whatever. Go.
There. I noticed outside at the bar. There's a bar for those who don't know in this podcast studio.
Oh, yeah, Hills
bar
Podcast
outside.
Studio.
Yeah, at Hills Podcast Studio. There's a bar outside, and I saw that they had fresh chilies out there at the bar.
Why the hell do they have fresh chilies at a bar?
I think it's because it's a restaurant right here as well.
Oh, okay.
I dare you to eat.
Right, this was on the list.
I dare you to eat three.
Three, no.
Chilies.
Not doing three.
Or then you failed.
Then you
three
failed.
Chilies.
You can say no. You can say no.
You picked it.
Santa Balls is the person that suggested this. Santa Balls, right?
Right.
A chili. Not three chilies.
What does Santa Balls have to do with it? Maybe we don't want to pick Santa Balls.
Yeah, well, I grabbed Santa's balls and I've elevated it.
Three chilies?
Just do it. Who gives a shit what Santa Balls said? Avnisha said three.
Yeah,
she's asking, she's doing the dare.
I can't eat chili, but...
Just put three in your mouth, chew and swallow. It's not that hard.
Is this payback for the chip challenge?
Mr. Thanos? The chip challenge was easy, bro.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, I need to use the toilet and then I'll come back and do it.
No.
I need to piss. Toilet break in the middle of the podcast.
We're about to finish.
I've been busting.
No,
just eat the chilies.
Eat the chilies.
I'm going to get the chilies. Just eat the chilies.
Yeah, you get the chilies.
Eat the chilies and then go do your piss 10 minutes later. Not even.
And it'll probably be Bernie pee.
Oh, Yaz is back with the chilies.
They don't even look that bad, to be honest.
They look like they've been freshly cut.
They do.
Why do they have random, just random...
Leave these
here for you? Yeah, just put it there. So what, am I eating all three at once?
Yeah, you just gotta, just...
At once?
That was the day, just do it.
Oh, far out. Shout out to you, Santa Balls.
Yeah, shout out to you, Santa Balls.
These are Santa's balls right here. Look at that. So I just like put it in and eat it?
Yeah.
You chose dare. Yeah, I did do. You want to change it? We'll give you an opportunity to change it. You want to go truth?
Oh, it's going to be a hard truth.
Do you want to go truth? Just do it. 3, 2, 1. Chew, chew, chew. I like chili. I don't think it's that bad. Oh. There's no way it's that bad, is it? Swallow it. No spitting out.
Oh, goodness.
Can you see the regret on Kian's face right
Absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely.
All right. Now wait for the skin color to change. It goes skin color, then eyes. That's what happens.
Good job.
All right. Rated out of 10 so far. Give us a...
Ooh, they're hot. What are these like? Oh.
Is it progressively
now
worse?
Now it's hurting. Yeah.
Oh, it has some water. Have some water.
No, it's worse.
I don't know.
You know when your tongue, like, I'm used to chili, but not like by itself?
Yeah.
Oh.
It can't be that bad.
Three at once.
Yeah, it'd be bad.
Oh, my God. Dude, I just scratched my nose with the chili hand.
Oh.
And it's burning my skin.
Yeah.
Oh, that must be bad.
We've had chili before. We've all done chili.
Do you need anything? I know.
We've done chili before.
Good on you, man. You're Thanos now, officially.
You know when you just hang your mouth? You just hang your mouth?
I feel like I'm back in school. I'm not gonna lie.
A little bit.
Truth or dare. Eat a chili.
This will teach him.
Yeah.
So whose idea was this, truth or dare?
Mine.
That sucks for you.
Lessons have been learned. Well, it's been fun.
You guys want to finish this up?
Yeah.
I can't really.
Well, it's good to be back, guys.
Yeah, welcome back, Nick.
Well, thank you. Yeah. All right. Well, see you next time.
Congrats on 100,000, by the way.
Well, oh, thanks. Thank you.
You're on like 150 now, aren't you?
Yes.
That's disgusting. YouTube subs. Can you try a little harder on this podcast, please? Thank you. All right. See you, everyone.
See you, everyone. Bye. Catch you next time. Bye.
Already cancelled.
If you like the podcast, prove it. Like, share, and subscribe. And don't forget to leave us a cheeky review.